It's time for Douglas County Real Estate Update, presented by Oregon Life Homes on News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Shane Mast in. How is local real estate looking this week?
Well, in the slowest week of the year we are in now, we are still getting things under contract.
And of course, with Christmas, that does slow things down, but real estate never really stops, it doesn't seem like.
It doesn't. There will probably be about 105 listings this month, which will be our low for the year, and it always is. But on average, the last 5 or 6 years, I just went and looked back at the old statistics, the listings will raise by 60% next month. So if you're getting frustrated with not enough inventory out there, there will be a lot more on in the next 30 days.
And how are things looking right now in real estate when it comes to some of the interest rates, things that are anticipated in the future?
Yeah, well, we just got an announcement from the Federal Reserve. A lot of your listeners probably already know this, but they weren't going to raise rates until 2023. This week they announced they are going to raise them in March. So that does have a lot of people kind of scrambling. What does that mean? What's it going to do to my buying power? When are mortgage rates going to go up? And those are all really good questions to talk to your lender about. But currently they are still low.
And do you think that that's going to spur maybe some additional activity in this first quarter?
Yeah, usually interest rates, especially if you're just predicting, it'll infect investors more who follow the market and what the Fed's doing more. So I think you'll see more investment properties going on the market, but being sold and probably going to drive the price up for investment properties like rentals and duplexes and those type of properties.
And even though with a shift in some of the rates, we're still dealing with a pent-up demand here and a big shortage.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I want to talk about today is how to get your offer accepted when there's multiple offers. So one thing is a lot of properties, some areas in Douglas County are actually averaging over 100% of list price for the entire year, meaning they're getting multiple offers and some people are offering over asking price. So one of the most common strategies now, which nobody knew what it was 2 years ago, it's called an escalation clause. So if you are writing an offer on a house, let's just say it's $300,000, that's about our average price in the county, and you find out there's three other offers, one of the things you can do is you can figure out, okay, you talk to your agent, and so you don't pay too much, but what do you think the max value is? And if it's $325,000 and you're willing to pay that, you can write an offer of $300,000 and say, we will beat any offer by X amount, let's just say $2,500, up to a maximum price of $325,000. And what this does is, if somebody's at $310,000, you're at $312,500. If somebody's at $312,500, you're at $315,000. And it's a way to beat out other offers while not having that buyer's remorse of, I paid $325,000, what if the next best offer was $290,000? This way you know you barely beat the next guy and you did what you had to do to get the property.
But that basically puts you kind of at the head of the line.
It does, unless somebody offers too much, but you got to be willing to tell yourself, okay, if somebody wants to pay more than $325,000 for this house, they can have it. And if you go in there with that attitude, then you just move on to the next one. If someone wants to pay an exorbitant amount more than you think it's worth, then we'll move on and we'll find another one.
So is there a particular area around the Umpqua Valley where you're seeing maybe more homes on sale?
It's starting to rise a little bit in South County, but it's still extremely low. But South County has the most available properties right now.
And what about their price level?
It's also the lowest price level in the county. The further you get away from services, you're going to get lower prices. And that's why South County, it's just far enough away from Roseburg and Grants Pass that, you know, and you're getting that 30 to 40 to an hour drive from services that people are not as willing to pay as much money as, say, one that's 5 minutes from everything.
But for some people, they want that seclusion and they don't mind the drive. They want less neighbors and more rural setting.
Yeah, like me. I live in just outside of Drain for that reason. I don't mind the drive. And of course, I'm not currently having any health issues or anybody in my family. That's another reason why people will want to live closer to services and for emergency cases. And as I get older, I might have to migrate closer to services myself. But lots of people moving from the cities, and they are wanting that, especially over the last 2 years. They've learned, if I got internet, I could live anywhere in the world that I want. And since Douglas County is the cheapest from Mexico to Canada on the I-5 corridor, we're getting lots of people from all over the United States moving to Douglas County, not just Californians.
Now, we've heard about more millennials, younger folks, mm-hmm. finally getting to the point where they're like, wait a second, I wasn't planning to ever do this, but now I realize I really want to own a home. Are you seeing that?
Absolutely. Millennials are almost 40% of the buyer pool in the United States now, which is crazy to think about. But, you know, they get a bad rap with their reputation a little bit for millennials. But, you know, millennials actually stretch back to the 80s of being born. So a lot of millennials are in their 30s now, and they are buying homes. And they're definitely a different market than marketing to, say, baby boomers or Gen X people. They buy homes for different reasons.
And are they more open to multifamily situations?
Yeah, they call that house hacking, where you go and you buy a duplex, you rent out one side, your renter basically pays 75 to 100% of your mortgage for you, and you live there mortgage-free while you're... equity is going up every month. It's pretty smart, but generally it's for a younger person that doesn't mind sharing a wall with another tenant, even though it's their tenant.
So are you seeing people continuing to move into this area, or is most of your activity folks that are just kind of switching price points?
The majority are still locals moving, either downsizing or upgrading. So I would say it's 25 to 30% are people moving in, and then the rest is just local Douglas County people with life changes, and, you know, maybe they get another child or children move out, and they're changing for those reasons, or a better job or something like that. But yeah, it's still the majority is locals.
So if people want to connect with you and your agents, how do they do that?
You can always call us. If you just Google Oregon Life Homes, all of our information will come up. Our website is theoregonlife.com.
All right, Shane Mast, Oregon Life Homes, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thank you.
858. 858-